This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Dudes, behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes, behind the foods. Dudes, behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
And go to checkout. No thanks. Standard. And what the fuck? Hell no. Okay. You know what? No. All right.
David Stowe's ordering food for the next episode, just so you guys know. Welcome to Dudes Behind the Foods. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
And I'm David Stowe, back from Hawaii, golden as fuck.
Welcome back. Well, I would say a medium.
Medium.
Beige.
I wasn't out in the sun as much this time. I was working for literally 6 days straight and had one day off.
Maybe a gold cap, not golden as fuck, but you're looking like you got a little bit of color on.
Yeah, a little bit, man. It's a little color. Dude, let me tell you something, man. I don't know what it is with these kids nowadays.
Yeah.
Y'all be getting fit, and I don't want to take my shirt off in front of you anymore. Hawaii used to be the land of the fats.
Oh, yeah. You used to feel comfortable in Hawaii.
Bro, can I just tell you this? So I went karaoke one night with a couple friends of ours. Shout outs to, if you guys want to check out a soft serve spot, it's called Thrills out in Hawaii. And I walked out, and next to it is a club. When I tell you, I've never seen bouncers the size of mountains, dog.
Never?
Fucking four, like, Samoan dudes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Island dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, 300-plus pounds, 6'6". Dude.
Yum.
This guy was sitting on a stool.
Yeah.
And you know when somebody's so large, it just looks so funny?
When they...
He's just like a gargoyle. And then when he stood up, I was like, oh, there's... People are built different, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could be similar in size. It doesn't fucking matter.
Mm.
I looked like his son.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of wanted him to shove me.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
to
yeah.
see what it feels
or
like.
Pick you up.
Because his hands.
Or kiss you.
Or kiss me. His hands was like, if I try to shake it, it would be like this.
Yeah.
Fucking people are different, man.
I mean, look, you know, God just builds different people different ways. And then the guy was like, you know, National Fish of Hawaii? Numa, 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 kapua, bitch. Huma, huma, numa, numa, kapua, bitch.
I'll let you live, brother. Tell me the name of the fish.
Well, before we continue, David, I ordered us some treats for this first episode. It's a little cold now, so... But we've often discussed about how we've never really given Arby's a chance. You know what I'm saying? I've had a random Arby's sandwich here and there. But the curly fries are well known. And everyone says the curly fries are fire. These are a little cold, but they're still, you can taste the greatness in it, right?
Yeah, if it wasn't cold, it would be fantastic.
I ordered us a few different shits, okay? For me, I just got their regular, like, roast beef situation, okay?
That looks a little sad.
For you... You got the one with the cheese, all right? Roast beef with the cheese, with the melted cheese.
You put the cheese on the roast beef, and then you eat her roast beef, and you love it. Oh.
This looks like an ex-girlfriend.
Nikki Blade says you must have the horsey sauce on it, okay?
Oh, yes, the horsey sauce.
I think she says Arby sauce, horsey sauce combo is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, So let's take our first little bites.
Oh, so Nikki Blaze is the Arby's fan.
She fucking loves Arby's.
That little tiny face woman.
That's her shit. Her face got tinier. She lost a little weight.
How's that even possible? Gigantic body, tiny ass little head.
Speaking of little faces and big faces, bro, Chia took this selfie with Q.
That dope on him.
My son got a LL Cool J head, bro. That's just crazy. And it was next to Chia's tiny little head. I'm like, this fool, look, he looks. I showed it to Rick. Rick was like, that's a 7-year-old.
Yeah. That's what Nikki Blaze got. Nikki Blaze got Chia's head, but a 6-foot body.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Arby's.
Mmm. Look, I know food connoisseurs out there would be like, why would you eat such a thing? It's just a deli sandwich with soft bread. It's not trying to be what it's not trying to be. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I will say this right now. I would have this again on purpose.
On purpose.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all with some roast beef on some soft bread with some horsey sauce and some Arby's sauce.
Number one, it's not supposed to be blow your mind delicious. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hey, let me tell you this. So I had a girl on my podcast, the Fighting Podcast. Mm-hmm. Shout outs to Dua. And she was talking mad shit about American food, saying food in Australia is way better than any food in America. And she went to Vegas, and I asked her what restaurant she went to, and she goes, I don't even know. I was like, that's your problem.
I almost wish shit like that didn't trigger me so much. It makes me so upset, dog. Mm-hmm. When people, go into it with, no effort. You know what I'm saying? You and me.
Effort.
We look up cities, and we'll, if we're going to a city, we'll Google best places to eat, best, local recommendations, shit like that.
I Googled what goes well with Arby's in terms of alcohol, and one of the first.
Miller Lite. Bud Light.
No. Bourbon.
Oh, Bourbon.
Bourbon.
Oh, we got the black plastic cups.
Oh, yeah, dog. These were in my car, so.
Oh, this is kind of special.
It's a special day, man. You know why?
Why?
It's April 26th, and you know what that is?
What?
That, according to Google, which I'm going to Google right now, what national holiday is it today? And today, April 26th, guess what? I'm going to tell you right now, it's Alien Day. It is.
Can you just look up anything on the day of and it could be a holiday, huh?
There's 5 different national holidays for every day of the year.
Really?
Yeah. So it's Alien Day. It's
somebody's birthday.
Yeah, probably. It's Huggin' Australian Day. We'll go back to talking about that girl. It is National, a bunch of random National Garage Day. What the fuck? Is this accurate? Yeah, whatever. So it's a bunch of fucking days, man. I have another sandwich here.
I ate my whole sandwich already.
But this one looks great. This is their barbecue brisket situation.
Whatever, fuck, I'm just ripping. Does Arby's have a song?
Yeah.
No, it's
fucking. Make some bullshit. Which side would you like?
I don't care. You smashed both. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you've never heard the Arby's theme song, dog?
Shut the fuck up. Yo, all right.
Duh.
All right, here we go.
Arby's. Hold on a second.
I want to hear this.
A-R-B-Y. Arby's, I'm that guy. A-R-B-Y. Arby's, give us a try. We got the roast beef. And we got the curly fries.
Okay.
We got the slow meat.
Okay.
And the tender thighs.
Ooh.
Come fuck us at Arby's. We got big gold dicks and vaginas too. Come fuck us at Arby's. We got Koreans and Thai and Chinas too. Come fuck at Arby's. Bust your nut and have some beef. Come fuck at Arby's, please, because we got horsey sauce on your ass, bitch. Arby's.
This is probably the longest commercial for an Arby's ad ever, dude.
Wait.
Oh, it's still going, my bad.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a sitcom. Go ahead. I didn't know it was an R&B sitcom, dude. Go ahead.
It's a beautiful day at Arby's. Because we got meat on your grill. It's a beautiful day at Arby's. Get real drunk and smoke some crack at Arby's.
On today's
at Arby's.
On today's
at Arby's.
On today's episode of Arby's.
Biggie.
This show never made it to air. It was canceled before it started. 100%. Yo, somebody add music to that fucking song, please. I beg you.
I can't believe you never heard that.
I must be living in a hole.
Wait.
That commercial is so long.
Wait, do you not watch Arby's TV?
Oh, no, I've never heard it. Oh, that's probably why.
My bad, dude.
I was watching KFC TV. Kung Fu Chicken.
Nah. It's Arby's TV, and they got fucking.
Wait, does KFC have a song?
You never heard the KFC theme song. You never heard the KFC theme song, dog? What? Are you serious? Wait, what? Are you not? Do you not live in America? When did you move?
Someone just tell us real quick, please.
When did you move from Korea, bro? You must be like this before your time.
I only know the Korean one, dude.
You must be this is before your time.
I only know the Korean KFC one.
How's that one go?
If you love a fried chicken, wrap it in a roll, boy. Never ever live is a chicken hot. Never ever live with a cold chicken or raw and pork KFC. I love a Jesus Christ.
Bro, that's crazy. Cause that's the American KFC theme song too. Exact same accent. That's wild.
Wow. International. It's fucking stupid. I don't even know what the fuck I wanted to talk about.
Oh my god. But okay, let me pour you some bourbon, dog. Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. Knob Creek.
We ain't even drunk yet.
Oh fuck. But yes, So what did she eat in America? Okay, look. I'll tell you this. I love Australia. Okay.
Yeah, very good food.
I've been to Australia a handful of times. I've had some good food out there. I went to a Korean barbecue place that was fire. I had some really good seafood. Fucking first time I had Nando's chicken was in Australia. I fuck with Nando's very heavily. What else? In Straya. They got these ice cream bars called Golden Gay Times. So bomb.
That's hilarious.
So good. I literally crave some Golden Gay Times on occasion. But better in America? I don't know, man.
I think everybody has their thing, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, do I love you, right? You're the shit. But come on, girl.
Come on, girl.
How you going to just go to Vegas and say Vegas has terrible food? They have literally the best restaurants all over the nation in one spot.
Vegas got some of the best food.
And you didn't go to any of them. Like, they have all the best restaurants in LA that go there. Internationally, the best restaurants that go there. So that doesn't make any sense.
All the fucking, like, bomb fast food, bomb bougie food. Like, literally, one of our favorite burgers we've ever had was in Vegas.
Dude, you go to any of Jose Andres's restaurants, Bizarre Meats. I think Spago's out there too. Mother Wolf, like
fucking even Bobby Flay's restaurant was fire.
Oh, that was hella good.
Yeah, the one at Caesar's Palace. I forgot. It's like Mexican themed food. I forgot what it was. We had some fire shit though. Watch the Caesar's Palace episode of Send Foods. We had some amazing food. I couldn't eat anymore.
It was so good. Full. Yeah, that was probably food wise in terms of what we ate the best.
Is one of the food wise best episodes for sure, and one of the funniest episodes. Because that's the episode you went.
Oh my god!
On the what do you call it?
The death rope.
Yeah, he was. I don't know. Robin Couch, what do you call that shit where you're
zip
on?
You're talking about ziplining?
Ziplining. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Even you though sexy woman, you.
You sexy, beautiful woman, you. And hey, wow. Bourbon's really, really good with barbecue meat.
Bourbon with fake plastic cheese. It's quite fantastic.
This shit's hitting right now quite nicely.
It's hitting hard.
Come fuck at Arby's. Bust your nut and ease the meat.
That's actually pretty fire, dude. Wow. Yeah, I don't think KFC has a jingle. I don't think Taco Bell doesn't have a jingle. They say have Yo Quiero Taco Bell with the chihuahua for a bit.
Arby's shit is we have the meats.
Okay, that's their slogan.
Yeah. We're going to Google it and we'll be right back.
Dudes Behind the Foods listeners, hey, you want to talk about a fun time, you have to get yourself an electric bike. Dude, this podcast is brought to you by electric bikes. Also, the thing I do for fun, when I do quick grocery runs, I don't even take my car, I take my electric bike. I'm not joking around. If you see me riding around LA on this thing, just know I'm doing it with a smile. First of all, had no idea how comfortable this thing was. Second of all, they had no idea how fun and zippy it is, dude. I'm just, it's right around town with the girl I love. I'm like, electric bikes. I actually, thank you. I love this thing so much. As you guys know, I am an avid biker and I have my road bike, which is super, you know, great for being fast and, you know, going for the workout. But if I'm just trying to have fun and have my lady on the back just going around town with the girl that I love, dude, you know it's with me and my electric bike. You can get the XP Lite, the XP Edition, the XP Trike, and anyone could ride this. Once again, let me just give you a couple of stats, all right? Data shows e-bike riders take their bike out more often, meaning more exercise, exploration, and fresh air. I don't even do it for that. I just do it for fun. Up to 150 miles on one charge with electric's unbeatable long-range options. Financing as low as $49 per month, plus savings on gas, parking, and maintenance. Freaking awesome. Durable features and accessories for added safety, convenience, and control. It has everything that you need to go around town. So go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. And please mention that Dudes Behind the Food sent you in the post-checkout survey. That's electricebikes.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
Yeah, let's see. McDonald's is, you know, it was, I'm loving it, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. No, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Okay. Yep. Let's see.
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
It has one. I can't remember.
In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about. The Burger King one's been kind of slapped, homie. Fucking, the new one, BK, have it your way, popping. That's just in my head like all day.
Ooh. You know what? Korean people loved Burger King more than they loved McDonald's.
You were telling me that on a past episode.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was something universal until I started talking to other people. And they would all go to Burger King. I don't know if there was like a marketing thing that happened out there that Burger King became the shit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also this weird like universal thing that I'm finding out. Mm. Do you remember this place called Montgomery Ward?
Clothing?
Yeah, there was like, it was like a Sears.
Mm-hmm.
So all Korean parents called it, if you guys are Korean out there, ask your parents if they called it Montgomery.
Montgomery?
Yeah.
Montgomery.
Yeah, Montgomery.
Oh, Montgomery. Montgomery. Yeah.
You want to go to Montgomery? And I didn't realize that was a universal thing.
That's adorable.
It's fucking hilarious. Like I was talking to an older homie of mine, and we just kind of slightly mentioned it. You're like, Montgomery? And he goes, dude. And we had like one of these like connecting moments. We just thought it was us only. And then we started asking other Korean people, all Montgomery.
Interesting.
How do you say Montgomery in Thai?
Probably just, I'm Ladyboy.
You want to, I'm Ladyboy.
No, Montgomery.
Something like that. Yeah. Something always accented that always changes up. Like Vietnamese people, they call Las Vegas, La Vegas.
My mom recently was asking me to buy her something. And I was like, where do I get this from? She said, Amazon, Amazon. I was like,
oh, she's Jamaican? That's Amazon.
Amazon. I was like, what's Amazon? She's like, Amazon. I was like, she showed me, like, oh, Amazon. Oh.
I like how she gets mad at you when she's mispronouncing it. Amazon. It's Amazon, baby. Bro, yeah, man.
Have I told you the fucking, the thing? Okay, I'll just tell you again. So when I was in Thailand as like a four-year-old, there were these, like, Thai people do these sausages that are really good, that are filled with, like, rice and noodles and shit. It's like a big street food. And they're called sai gok, okay? And I came back from Thailand. I told you this story?
No.
Maybe. Who knows?
Some girls need some sai gok.
Sai gok. So sai gok. And we came back to America, and I'm like, Mom, I want those, like, what's it called? Cyborg. I always call them cyborg. Those, it's like sausages, and it's like on a stick, and it has the noodles and the rice. My mom did not know. She could not figure out what I was talking about. I was like, cyborg, cyborg. And finally, like, they figured it out. And my dad's like, oh, is he talking about cyborg? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, cyborg. I'm like, dude.
That sounds so similar. How could
you? I know.
What is she talking
about? Dog, I still remember this vividly as a 4 or 5 year old being like, how did you not get this? And like, I remember being like, yo, if I'm telling you, like, if you told me there's this sausage in bread called a hot bog.
Yeah.
There's a hot bog. It's a sausage in bread. You put ketchup, you put mustard. Hot bog. Yeah. I wouldn't be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean? Pizza? You want pizza?
Yes.
Explain it to me. What is it?
I had no clue, dog.
I would be so fucking mad. I bet your dad was kind of like, how did you not figure that out? It almost sounds exactly the same.
This is how much this shit bothered me. I was 4 years old, and I remember this shit like it was yesterday, bro.
It is so fucking mad. Are you dumb? Are you fucking with me? Your dad's just like, stupid.
my dad will I was just talking about this on No Chaser, but you know, when I lived at the condo a block away from my house, from my family's house, he would tell my mom he was going to get groceries when he was like sick of her, and just come to my condo and just come and complain about her for like 2 hours. He says, your mom, OMG. OMG, your mom.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow, your mom. She,
that's like, dad, you can just talk. You don't have to keep making letters.
You have to guess. No, she moo. She's such a cow. I'm like, Dad? Well, that's low, dude. That's low.
Aren't I funny? LOL.
Y'all gotta watch this one. If you're just listening, you gotta watch this one.
Stupid. Wow, your mom, dude. LOL. Such a cow, dude.
Oh my god, so stupid.
At least your dad has a safe place to fucking complain, man.
I mean, he used to.
He's not anymore. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I got two kids.
Now that I've moved farther away, it's like he can't just pop in like that, you know? Oh, bro, when I first moved out, my dad would literally just pop in all the time, unannounced. He would just fucking be knocking on the door of my condo. And I had to tell him, I was like, Dad, yo, like, I love you, man. You're welcome here anytime, literally, because I gave him a key. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That's what it was. I gave him a key to show you, like, hey, I moved out, but you're still welcome here. He wouldn't knock. He would just walk in.
And okay, yeah, you should knock a little.
Yeah, and I'm like, Dad, dude, what if I'm like jacking off on my couch? You know, like one of the perks of living alone is you can jack off anywhere, yeah. You know? He was just like, oh, what? I'm like, come on, man. Come on.
You know
what's
up. You would have done the same. You would have been jacking off all over the place.
Oh, for sure, dog.
The genetics run strong in the family, dude.
It's a part of my culture. I'm Thai.
Okay. Yeah. Why? Oh, did you see that streaming guy who almost got his ass whooped by a bunch of Thai people?
Oh, yeah, of course. That dude, fucking, he was already fucking with a bunch of people in Japan. He basically got kicked out of Tokyo for just being.
Oh, those are two different people.
Really?
So that guy, the one in the Japan guy, he actually got jumped. Like, mm-hmm. I guess like a few Japanese people got sick of it. Mm-hmm. They finally started beating his ass. Mm-hmm. The cops arrested him. He was in jail for like a month or so. I don't know the exact time, but it wasn't that long. Mm-hmm. So he's not allowed back in Japan. I heard he went to the Middle East and he's like in prison right now.
Oh, yeah. I think he might have got let out, but yes. Okay, so different dude. So what happened in Thailand?
So this different dude, he was like walking by just streaming. And I think this is like the hot thing for streamers, just to
fuck with people.
Just to fuck with people, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, I will say this. Thailand is not Japan, mm-hmm. you know?
100%.
It's not Japan. And so this guy walks up, he goes, I don't give a fuck.
Yes, I did see. Yes.
And I'm like, immediately I was like, this is Southeast Asia. Like, mm-hmm. They run by, everybody got up. You could tell some people had weapons, mm-hmm. chairs. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen?
Yes, you're right. I was getting my asshole streamers mixed up. That was a different guy. I remember that clip. And I commented on that clip on I don't know if it was Next Shark or Asians with Attitudes or whatever. Whatever account it was.
Yeah, Chings with Chongs.
Chings with a Chong on their shoulder. I remember commenting specifically that, like, yo, Thai people love foreigners. Like, they are so welcoming to you. All they want to do is party. As long as you are respectful, man. Like, yeah. Once you, like, for no reason want to get disrespectful, like, it could get very bad. Like, Thai people, like, we have a good time, but we're also, like, they're down to fuck some shit up, you
yeah,
know?
I know. When it looks like it doesn't look like any of those people knew each other. They were just like, oh, it's time to do some shit.
Well, you know what it was too, because I on that full clip, the guy is already he pissed off his tuk tuk driver, so the tuk tuk driver, which is the little cars in Thailand, little cab like half car half motorcycle things. Dude was already kind of complaining that this guy was like being an asshole. So like the locals that were around already heard the driver complaining. So they're like, all right, what's up with this dude? And then, you know, that's when he said, you know, I'll fuck your shit up or whatever he said when he was walking by. So they were like, you know, they, like you said, they immediately got up and were like, okay, what's up right now?
The whole fucking town was going to beat his ass. I was like, oh, you're going to die. Like, you just might fucking die.
Yes,
dude. Dog.
It looked like he was about to get a fucking bottle to his forehead, you know?
But just like the idea, too. It's like, what did you think was going to happen, man? Obviously, like Japan, they're a little more, like, cultural wise, they're a lot more quiet and reserved. Mm-hmm. But even then, all humans have a fucking limit. Mm-hmm. You know, that fool got jumped out over there, too. So it's like, what did you think was going to happen? You're just going to keep doing it over and over and over again. Which is wild. Like, I guarantee you probably couldn't do that in Korea. But bunch of angry ass fucking people out there, dude. Like, they're just waiting for that type of shit.
Why are y'all so angry all the time?
I don't know. It might have been the occupation. You know, fucking Japan just fucking pillaged us and took everything away and did all that other shit. But we had a conversation about this too, about kind of like the history of Korea. And then, you know, like I asked my parents, like, why the fuck do we have these annoying ass, like, everything is metal. Right, like our chopsticks are metal, like these annoying small thin chopsticks. It was like remnants of like the war. It's like we had pottery, we had clay, we had all this type of stuff. And I just had this conversation recently. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, at the time you just needed stuff that couldn't break. And what doesn't break is like steel and metal. So we have like metal trays, metal dishes, metal everything. Mm. So that pottery thing was kind of like destroyed. And we still have some of it now, but that's a part of the war that was left over in our culture.
Oh, so you needed metal shit because like just the war was going crazy and things were breaking.
And a lot of stuff is like based off of like military ration stuff. You know, they had like their commissary trays that are made out of steel. Mm-hmm. So it's like based off of that stuff too. I was like, oh, that's very interesting. Because our thin little chopsticks are so fucking hard to use. They're this thin metal.
Interesting.
And as a kid, I couldn't use it. It used to piss me off. But my mom would only have those chopsticks in the house.
Really?
So I would love going to like Vietnamese restaurants. They had those thick, long ones. Yeah, yeah. It's so much easier to use.
Pause.
Pause, dude. Extra pause, dude. No pause. Gay stuff all day, dog. Yo, shout outs to Hawaii. I heard a lot of kids call each other gay out there, huh? Apparently they Hawaii reminds me of certain parts of Hawaii. It reminds me of our upbringing when we were younger. And it's like a time capsule. Mm-hmm. They got the fucking lowrider shits. Mm. They're bumping music with the fucking sub and with the huge subwoofers.
With the huge sub that rattles the whole shit. Wow.
And certain parts of the island are still like that.
Interesting.
They be calling each other gay out there, which threw me off because I was like, oh, it must be like some older people. Nah, young kids. Just on the beach chilling.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, man. I think all that is still alive and well in the youth of today.
They just don't do it out like
on socials anymore. Yeah, I think it's all pretty still. I almost feel like it's kind of making a comeback. You know what I'm saying? I feel like shit's kind of. I feel like the pendulum is swinging back a little bit. Where me and Rick were just talking about how like funny racism is now, like online. Like the racists have kind of evolved, and the shit, the memes we send to each other, the racist shit is like. It's so funny. You know, it's never shit we would post on our actual stories, but it's like, I'll send some shit to Rick and he'll send some shit to me. And we'll be like, God, people are doing racism really funny nowadays, you know?
They're getting creative with their jokes.
Yeah, dog. You know, as opposed to, you know, I feel like us coming up, one of the issues I had with Asian jokes especially is like it's all just kind of repetitive. It's very basic, low-hanging fruit shit. Now it's like, you know, it's like I can't help but send some shit to Rick where I'm like, all right, this is racist as shit, but God, this is hilarious.
Fucking funny, right? You know? One of my favorite things to do is just to look at comments because I'll see like a fucked up video and I'm like, what does the comments say? Because the comments are fucking hilarious, dude. It's like I wish I had these jokes.
Have you seen the video of like, that really big dude shooting his gun?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't see the comments though.
Oh, man. Let me read you some of these comments.
Oh, no.
These are fire. Like, oh,
I can't even think of a funny one right now because I know there's going to be funnier.
Let me see. Not a shootout, more like a takeout. Trash.
Mid.
Let me, I saved this shit because I'm like, oh my God, these comments are so good. It's like, when did people get so witty, bro? Okay, so if you guys have not seen this video, it's a very big man. He looks like a fucking Humpty Dumpty egg, and he has a cowboy hat, and he's shooting his pistol really fast. Here's some comments. Clint eats good.
That's hella funny.
Only shot he missed was insulin. This town literally ain't big enough for the two of us. John Wayne too much.
Damn.
310 to yummy.
That's funny.
Okay, hold on. Gout law. Walker, Texas Roadhouse. Someone said, reach for the fries. Belly the Kid, fire. Shootout at the Golden Corral, bomb. Whopper, Texas Ranger.
That's good.
There's a steak in my boot. Damn it. People are funny, man.
That's so fucking funny, man.
You can't even be offended when the shits are witty like that.
Yeah, it's real. Dude, they'll do a bunch of Asian jokes, black jokes. Mm-hmm. I forgot there was one that went viral, but it was a black dude. He's like, if I was a superhero, what would I be? And the comments were crazy, dude. And it was all black people. Mm-hmm. They're just like making these fucking jokes. I'm like, oh, okay.
Man. And that's, you know, and I always used to say, right, when I would post YouTube videos and stuff, I would say, hey, man, roast, I don't care if y'all roast me. I don't care if you make racist jokes, But just be witty. Like, be different. Be original. You know, like, it's the played out shit that's like, oh, gets the eye roll. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, oh, egg rolls. It's like, oh, all right, yeah, chow mein. Blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, put some creativity into it, and yeah. I won't mind, you yeah. know? Even on, like, on Wildin' Out. Like, I always credit Conceited with being so inventive with how he was racist towards me for the Wildin' Out jokes. Because, of course, you know, during the Wild Style and shit, like, you know, people ain't really have shit to say to me beyond, like, the Asian shit, right? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, hello. I'm adorable.
Okay.
Charming.
Okay.
Bars.
All right.
They could have said I had a giant head. No one even made short jokes at me. Mm. It was always Asian shit, right? And this shit always got a little played out, you know?
Yeah.
Conceited, though. Oh, Conceited and this dude, Sharone. Are you familiar with Sharone? Sharone's a battle rapper.
The white guy.
White guy from Canada. This motherfucker had great shit. One time he said, the line was like, your family entered a Jackie Chan lookalike contest and everybody won. And I was like, fuck, that's fire. Crowd goes crazy, of course. That's always an easy yeah. joke too. But the shit went viral on like different Asian websites and they were like, Timothy De La Ghetto, roast this guy for being racist on Wild Now. I was like, come on, guys.
That's not what it was.
It's just, we're literally all just making jokes, you know?
See, this is the problem. What happens is, like, when you do something and then the corny Asians try to take it and they put it into something else, you know? It's like, this is a show where we roast each other, mm-hmm. right? The objective is to roast each other. Mm-hmm. So how the fuck is he racist if that's the name of the fucking game? You know what I mean?
Like, whenever they ask me if I would ever get mad, I always tell them, like, look, man, it's people are gonna go for the most obvious shit. Like, Wildin' Out is like, you go for the most obvious shit. The fat dude will get the fat jokes. Justina gets the, like, all the white woman jokes, you know what I'm saying? Like, no ass, like, unseasoned, fucking, like, whatever, can't dance, whatever, right? It's like, of course, you know, I'm on a black show, so I don't lead with, like, obvious black jokes. If I was making black jokes, it was I kind of had to be more clever with it. And I do feel like since I grew up around like a lot of very diverse school and with a lot of like black friends, I knew how to make black jokes, right? Yeah. But I think that's just show. You know what I'm saying? Like motherfuckers, like, why would we get offended? We're all having a good time.
Like, you're supposed to roast each other. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what's, I think that's like the hard part when we talk about roast. It's like, okay, they're like, where's the line? It's hard to say where the line is, mm-hmm. right? Because there is no line until somebody gets mad.
Yeah.
Right? And usually the person who gets mad is usually the corny one, right? Mm-hmm. Because, like I always say too, like sometimes we would get into these problems, like when we would roast each other at school, where somebody would say something to me and I'll say something back, but mine was a little more harsh.
Yeah.
They would get upset. It's like, you can't start something and dictate where it finishes, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to offend you. I was just trying to get you the hardest way possible so you had no clapback.
Right.
But then they'll be like, oh, what the fuck? Why would you say that shit? It's like, dog, you just made like 18 Asian jokes.
Yeah.
All I said was you didn't have a fucking dad. You know what I mean? Which was true. So it's like, but there was no comeback. And then after the end of it, he walks away looking corny as fuck.
Because he gets mad.
Because he gets mad. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's the point of this, man? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody was laughing. You were okay making the ching chong small dick jokes.
Yeah.
And all I said is that you had a missing father.
Well, you just had to make it personal, huh, David? Wow, we're going to call that guy and see if he's okay. We'll be right back.
In your face, you don't have a dad.
There was this episode of JK News where we were just talking about, like, I don't know, Joe was talking about, like, different drugs he's done in the past. And Gio said something. She was trying to be funny. But she's like, yeah, fuck, you ruined half of your life on drugs. And then, like, Joe's kind of, and I was like, whoa, a little too real there. And Joe's face is kind of like, you know, that's just kind of real life. I don't really see the humor in that. I was like, oh, yeah. So I was just kind of like, I don't see the joke there. That's just real life.
You're just telling history now.
Yeah. She was like, I know, I feel bad now.
She's like, oh my God, what did I say? Yeah, that just happened.
Where's the joke there? Yeah. You're just kind of reiterating facts of life.
On the last week of school, you know how seniors are just fucking off. They're not doing anything.
Yeah.
They were doing like a rap battle. We used to do these things in high school. Everybody knows that people, you know, in the lunchroom or whatever, people would just battle each other. And so there was a dude named Travis who apparently has a missing toe. Like, not too many people knew about that shit. But this fool, his name was Terrell. And Terrell comes up in the beginning of the battle. Everybody's rocking. He goes, "I know something you don't know. Travis only got four toes." Bro, we all fucking died. I cried laughing, dude. Oh, my God. But, like, you know, back in the day, they were all friends, though. So yeah. They were just fucking around, joking with each other. And there was a dude named Sam. Sam went to battle Terrell, who roasted Travis. And Terrell was dark as fuck, right? I forgot what the fuck he said to him exactly. He said something about him looking like a fucking, like a charcoal briquette. And then everybody cried fucking laughing, dude. Mm-hmm. Just like, but he was a white boy. And mm-hmm. it was okay. Because like everybody was roasted because they were making white jokes or whatever. And it was just such a good free-for-all. Nobody walked away angry.
It was all love, bro. Like yeah. The lunchtime battles were some of the most racist shit we would say together. And it was all so fun and funny. Everyone loved it, you know? I remember at Paramount, you know, there were a few kind of known rappers at the school. And so if specifically one time, it was a Mexican dude that rapped and his boys came up to me. They're like, "Hey, we heard you rap. My homie wants to battle you," right?
What the fuck?
Yeah, like that. My homie wants to battle you. He raps too. So I was like, "All right, let's go." You know what I'm saying? So we get around in a circle. We fucking battle each other, a cappella, no beat. And I remember we just say racist shit to each other. And he said some shit one time where he was like, "Blah, blah, blah, Asians can't drive." And mind you, and at this point, there weren't a lot of, you know, there weren't a lot of Asians in Paramount, right? So I'm like surrounded, like circle of Mexicans, right? Cholos mostly, right? So I'm like, cholo kids though. So he's like, "Yeah, blah, blah, Asians can't drive," some shit. So they're cracking up. And I was so proud of myself. I said, "Something, something, Asians can't drive. We do what we can. How about y'all, dog? 25 in a van?" Like, real basic shit. Yeah. Everyone's, everyone's cracking up. And then after that, they're like, "Hey, you're fucking funny, fool."
Yeah.
"You're fucking funny. It's just Gino's fucking funny, fool."
I got a sister. She's single. You trying to fucking marry her or what? But that's what I'm saying. Like, I really do. I wonder if you guys are younger, if you guys still have that, or is everything... Because, you know, online depicts a very different reality than what the real shit is, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like people who are online aren't the ones who are part of these groups. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think I made a big mistake of kind of prejudging the youth from what I saw online. And then when I meet them, they're like, "Oh, you guys are just perfectly fine."
You're not watching the right TikToks, bro, because Rick has sent me videos of high school kids roasting each other. Extremely racist. Mm-hmm. They're all just joking around. Just joking around in their, like, little fucking, you know, at lunch or whatever. Mm-hmm. Same shit. Same shit we used to do.
Oh, it's fine then.
Yeah. I think probably, you know, I don't think they're saying F word as freely in a slanderous term. Yeah. If they are doing it, they're doing it like, you know, don't be gay, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like how we used to. I think, you know, F word as a slanderous term, I think that's all around kind of frowned upon nowadays. Yeah. But I think they're still fucking with each other in the same way. Maybe even it might be even better now because there's been such a so many conversations about, like, you know, what's right and what's not. They might even have a better, like, scope of, like, maybe that's why racism is so funny now. Mm-mm. They're done with the played out shit.
They're getting creative.
They gotta elevate.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
You know what's fucking hilarious? Like, I don't. We were just chilling and then. I forgot what the fuck I said. Oh, I said I couldn't eat spicy food, right? Mm. And then I had a gay, the homie next to me was gay. He was like, "That's the gayest thing I ever heard." That shit, so fucking funny.
Gay dudes are so lucky that they get to do that.
I know, and they're very fucking witty too. They're fucking witty as shit. But I love that shit. But I'm like, oh, it's cool. I think, like, I enjoy that everybody can get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because then it's such an issue. It's just who can make the best joke. And mm-hmm. if you can't laugh at a funny joke, then you might be the problem in the group. That's if that's what the culture of the group is. If everybody's like nicey, very sweet.
If everybody's lame.
Yeah, then whatever.
Cool, be with your lame friends.
Be in the lame fucking world. But if you're in a world where everybody makes fun of each other and you cause the stink, just know you're going to walk away looking the worst, mm-hmm. right? Let the joke happen and just laugh with it. If it's funny, it's funny, right? If you're offended by it, hold it in and then go get mad elsewhere because you're just going to look like a lame. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you're ruining the fucking vibe. Or you could talk to him after. It's like, hey, bro, I actually kind of like Loki Herbie a little bit. Or whatever. But don't do it in front of a group of people, though.
Yeah, I feel like before I even, I think one time I felt at Foot Locker, I just didn't have comebacks. They were kind of roasting me on some Asian shit. And I didn't have a comeback for this one dude. Thank God, I had a homie there that was roasting back for me. He was making African tribe jokes to this other dude that was trying to roast me. It was they're all black guys and me. But I just remember thinking like, oh, I got nothing for this guy. And I was feeling like, you know when you have nothing to say back in the roast, you're just kind of
like,
yeah, you just laugh. Yeah, you're like, fuck, I got nothing right now. That's the worst.
Yeah. Dog. Yeah, well you fucking man, shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, he's like, this fool, man.
I'm gonna go die.
Or you just like repeat their joke, like and say like, oh, you look like Kim Jong. Kim Jong, what? Come on.
Basically, it translates in real time. I got nothing to say. That fucking hurt my feelings.
Oh, bro, once in drama class, my boy Julian got into it with this guy named Amir. Amir was a big fucking tall ass dude, right? And Amir had this sweater on with his sleeves rolled up. And they were kind of going back and forth. Now, they were like irritated at each other though. This wasn't a friendly roast.
Okay.
Know? So Julian was like, whatever, man, your leaves rolled up because your sweater's too small, which was facts. You could tell by looking at it, right? Amir's like, too small. That's it.
Oh no.
He had nothing else. He's like, too small. What?
That's because he knew it was true.
It was true, because that motherfucker was tight. Yeah. And his leaves were like rolled up, so you couldn't tell. But I felt bad for him. Because
those are like one of those things, too. It's like, you know you could say it, but it might hurt a little more deep than it should. And you do that right towards the end because you got nothing else left. Why you say somebody doesn't have a father?
There's this white girl named Rhonda.
That's already funny.
I remember specifically...
Big Rhonda?
No, she wasn't big. She was little. She was she actually had ass too.
Ooh.
Skinny with
Rhonda
ass.
Rhonda with the fat ass.
Dude. Yeah, and, you know, and Rhonda was like a little hood white girl and
there's girls with the letter R with the fat booties, you know what I mean?
I feel like for some reason all the white girls that kind of grew up in hood areas, they always end up having ass for some reason.
I think it's a natural adaptation over time.
Yeah.
They just see what the male gaze wants and it just starts to grow.
Their body just evolves.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
So Rhonda I felt so bad for her. Well, Rhonda's like, she was like, watch for Christmas. Watch, Rodney, I'm going to get you this. And like, oh, Tim, I'm going to get you this and blah, blah, blah. She's kind of talking, right? And then this one dude, I forget his name, but he's like, it's kind of quiet. He's like, wait, what money? And then everyone starts cracking up.
Oh my God.
She fucking ran out of the room, cried, bro. Because she was definitely broke. Like, it was like, what the fuck are you talking about, Rhonda?
Dog, I remember this one. So I have a buddy of mine. He's so fucking rude. I think this fool got Asperger's or something. We're still friends to this day.
Mm-hmm.
This girl, now mind you, she's not the cutest, right? But she's very fucking sweet. But she thought this guy was good looking, and he's a good looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an asshole. He's known to be an asshole. And a part of me was wondering why she thought, not that she could get him because she can't get anybody. It's just like, this is not the guy you go for, right? Mm-hmm. He's a known asshole that has to be good looking.
Mm.
She got that dude. Simple shit. Let's call him Bobby, right? He goes, hey, Bobby. He looks at her. He just goes, and then fucking the whole fucking, like this part of the campus started dying laughing. Girl starts crying and shit. And I remember afterwards, I was like, bro, why'd you do that, man? He was like, dog, she fucking scared me. She's hella ugly. I'm like, dog, you have Asperger's or something. Like, you're fucking wild, dude. But he would always do shit like that. But dude, some people were so fucking mean. Like, I could never say that to somebody.
Oh, never.
Like, in what world does that serve you? But at the same time, with her, we're like, you know who this guy is. Why would you do that?
Well, you never know, David. Shoot your shot. You know, shoot your shot.
No, not with that guy, dude. He literally said, ugh, when he looked at her. I was like, that's kind of fucked up. That's really fucked up.
Let me tell you an story that happened recently to me.
And I feel for her because I've definitely got some of those looks. Go
ahead. No. People, dude, you're so cute.
Hey, you know what I look like back then.
With your haircut, you're cute. I mean, some of those old
JKs. We can move on from this topic, please. Let's continue.
So recently, dog, I'm giving Veda a kiss goodnight. I'm like, all right, mama, and Chio's gonna take her in for her stories and shit. So, all right, mama, have a good night. Daddy loves you. She went, ew! I was like, what? He's like, Daddy, your breath. I was like, well, baby girl, it's the end of the night. It's been a long day.
Yeah, I brushed in the morning and, you know.
Daddy, your breath smells.
I would look at her, it's like, so does yours, you stupid idiot. I don't say anything about it. You got a little kitty ass breath.
Yeah, a little fucking, little brush your tongue. It's like a milk tongue.
You think your breath is great? Your breath stinks too, idiot.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, in your fucking face. Have a good night's sleep.
Love you.
There's monsters in here.
Close the door. Oh my God. Close the door. That would fuck her up.
There's a lot of monsters in bed. And guess what? You can't sleep with daddy in daddy's bed.
Oh my God.
And you lock it.
That would be all bad. One time I, you know, when we put her asleep, like you're not supposed to, like it's like they keep calling for you. You're supposed to, like, you know, just kind of let them fall asleep, right? Not like go in too much. One night I just put her down. And this is a very specific routine that we do. And, and I put her on, I closed the door. I had the lights. I thought I'd turned the lights off all the way, but I dimmed them to like the very last dim setting, right? She's like, Daddy, Daddy. I'm like, oh shit, what's going on? I was kind of trying to ignore it. I went to go pee, wash my hands. Daddy. And then finally I hear her, you forgot my lights. I was like, oh shit. Turn on, open the door. Turn on, Daddy, why you forget to turn my lights off? I'm like, sorry, baby girl.
Because you said daddy's breath stinks.
Because you're being a little bitch. How about that?
Learn your lesson. Let me tell you this. You know, one time I was going to prank Chia and I was going to ask you if I could do this because it would have been so funny. But then I didn't realize that how spooked she gets. So I thought it would be a bad idea. Mm-hmm. But one time I was going to your house, I was going to see if I could. You'd be cool if we pranked her. If I put like a walkie talkie underneath your bed I start playing like spooky shit. And then, like, you're just like, what the fuck is that? And then she just get freaked out. But I was like, I think she would never speak to me again. So I think I'm not going to do that.
That would have been all bad.
I love scaring Chia. Chia is the best.
She's a paranoid soul, man. Yes. About everything. Bugs, ghosts.
When I saw her react with like bugs and butterflies, I was like, this is too far. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would so do it to you, Chia, you stupid idiot.
Well, maybe one day. We'll film it.
One day when the kids are a little older.
When the kids are a little older and, you know, and the views are very low and it's going to revert to doing prank channels. You know what I'm saying? I'm just convert my channel. All fake pranks, fake told my wife I got herpes prank.
Oh, God, dude. I told my wife that I cheated on her. Let's see her react.
Yeah.
Hey, babe. So you know that girl at the grocery store? I went on a date with her. What? 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 How could you? I can't believe it. Babe.
Camera right there on right the tripod. There.
Three angles, and there's clearly a DSLR.
You know what I wanted to do, bro? What I was curious about doing, but I could never do it. I wanted to do a social experiment where what if I made a Tinder profile with my face and put, yes, it's me, I'm married, but who's down to still hang out, have some fun, even though I'm married? And I wanted to see, like, I would blur the faces of if it worked, you know what I'm saying? But I was, like, curious to see who would actually be like, oh, my God, yo, it's Tim. Oh, he still wants to hook up from through this app, you know what I'm saying? Like,
did I ever tell you this shit?
What?
So, somebody, I only found this out because a friend of mine was on, I don't remember what dating app it is, but somebody was using me as a profile on a dating app.
Uh-huh.
And she matched up with me. But she knows that I'm with Mariel. This was a while ago. This was when Mariel was just dating.
Okay.
And she was like, why are you on whatever? It was Tinder. I don't remember what it was. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, yeah, there's somebody talking to me as you. But then we matched and I just swiped because I was curious because she knows that I was with Mariel.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Interesting.
And she didn't meet up with him?
No.
Oh.
But I don't know. They could be trying to scam or some weird shit or whatever.
Damn,
somebody was doing that.
I also had somebody fucking use my picture. And so this girl DM'd me. She's like, this isn't you. I'm like, no, it's not me. She's like, I'm like, can you keep talking to him? Just see how far it goes. And then they ended up FaceTiming. It was another fucking Asian guy, but it wasn't me. But he was using my picture.
That's so funny. This guy linked it up through my Facebook account, my old one that I don't use anymore.
Oh.
So I had to change the passwords and stuff. So it was my Facebook was somehow linked to this thing.
Really?
Yeah. So he could have done way more shit.
Oh, so using your name too?
Yeah.
That's so weird. Like, picture is one thing. It's still not okay, but... like fully like trying to embody who you are.
Yeah, because
so
it was
bizarre.
Through the Facebook account. Like it was so fucking weird.
Yeah, some guy. Yeah, right.
Don't don't try to get me killed. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Arby's, bust your nut and get some beef at Arby's horsey sauce. Make your pussy weak.
That wraps up this episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. You can catch us on all audio platforms. Make sure that you like, share, comment, and subscribe. Show this to everybody else because this is literally the best, stupidest podcast out there. Anybody else who thinks that they're better than they can go suck my Arby's.
Yeah. Oh, and I don't have the details for this, but sometime in June, if you're in LA, we're doing a random live episode of Dudes at the Spotify building. So.
It's going to be fucking fun. So make sure that you guys come to that. And, you know, I don't really do live performances anymore, but this one's going to be special.
I'm not sure how it's going to work, but yeah, stay tuned.
Bye.
Bye.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the food. Dudes.